Okay. Some of you know, most of you know that I'm a teacher in the week, and it absolutely does my head in when children come up, usually maths, and ask for help when they haven't even bothered to try and work the problem out for themselves. They basically want me to do it for them. I have a rule in my classroom: no adult help for the initial 10 minutes, and then I'll help as long as I can see that they have had a go themselves. And they always look at me in horror. Why? Because we all need help, and we all want someone to do it for us. Now, as Christians, we have someone, God. But how many of us have massive difficulty actually relying on him all the time, every minute? I know that I do. We are told that Gideon's soldiers were confident about the battle ahead. So God took away that confidence. Why? So they had nothing else to rely on but him. Proverbs: lean not on your own understanding. Joshua: have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. In the Psalms: commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him and he will act. Isaiah: fear not, I am with you. Be not dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. There are so many Bible verses about trust and about not being afraid. I don't know if anyone's checked it, but legend has it that there are 365 verses about not being afraid, one for every day of the year. February the 29th, you're on your own, obviously. But when we are struggling and when we are fighting, do we always trust? When I went through some hard times trying to find a job a couple of years ago, lots of people sent me Bible verses or said things like, he's got a better plan, or God's gotcha. So much so that I joked, I think it was to Esther, that if one more person sent me Jeremiah 29:11, I was going to go mad. But we still say it. I've said it myself to friends. We hear them so much, they almost seem like platitudes. But what else are we meant to say? What are we supposed to say when Christian friends are disappointed with a decision, have an unsuccessful interview, have a difficult diagnosis? Why do we say it? Because it's true. In the story of Gideon, God took away most of the help he had by way of soldiers. You could say that he took away so many that what was left was basically useless. 300 men against over 13,000, not great odds. God did it so that Gideon had no choice but to trust him. Now, Gideon must have had some trust to begin with. He listened to God and depleted his army in accordance with what God told him. God, however, must have wanted him to be sure. Hence, he also sent him down to the camp at night to hear the soldiers' dream and the subsequent interpretation. All of us who sat here, who profess to be Christians, trust in God. Or at least, I hope we do. But do we sometimes need that extra confirmation? Of course we do. How many times do we test God, what God is saying to us? We can look for physical things like the fleece. I know people who've made decisions based on seeing a rainbow or even a giraffe. We talk to people that we trust. I have several people who will tell me the truth about a decision I have to make, but let's be honest. Do we not tend to seek counsel with those people who we know will agree with us? Friends are great. Friends are awesome, especially mine. However, nobody knows us like God knows us. God knows us more intimately than anybody else. And not only that, he knows what's best for us, whether we agree with him or not. Why, therefore, do we not trust God as much as we should? God physically took away Gideon's protection. He took away his army. Are there things that you need to throw off that get in the way of God's will in your life? You've heard the phrase, looking through rose-tinted glasses, seeing only what you want to see. How many of us are wearing glasses so dark that we can't see God's light? How many of us are wearing a coat of addiction so thick we cannot feel God's presence? How many of us have our brains filled with so much negativity that we cannot even begin to think about God's love? I have a friend who is going through chemo at the moment. She put a video on Instagram of her shaving her head before she lost all her hair. So many people put how brave she was. And she is, of course. She's not a Christian. And my heart breaks that she has to go through this awful situation without God's help. We, as Christians, we have God's help. We have his love. We have his unconditional acceptance and his guidance. But do we always use it? I know I can't say that I do 100%. Think about that Bible verse I read earlier. Lean not on your own understanding. It's true. Fear not, I am with you. It's true. Do not be frightened, as your God is with you wherever you go. It's true. Think about the soldiers who were left to fight with Gideon. They must have been scared for their lives. They believed that they were there to fight. They were in the minority. Today, sadly, we are in the minority. We are not viewed with a huge amount of respect in the media, and there are lots of reasons for that, which I won't go into, but more often than not, people are surprised when I tell them that I'm a Christian. I'm not sure whether that says more about me than about Christianity as a whole, but there you go. We should not be worried about being a minority. Let's face it, the government only has 600 or so seats out of 66 million of us, and they run the whole country. Pause for laughter. Whilst spirituality is quite trendy nowadays, Jesus, not so much. When a Christian celebrity appears, it is nearly always referred to in their title or their description. Christian grime artist Stormzy, Christian actor Tom Hanks, Christian footballer Ronaldo. Whilst researching this talk, I googled famous celebrity, and before writing the word Christians, Google suggested the following: couples, birthdays, deaths, quotes, photographers, and even chefs. Society is more interested in who is sleeping with who than what people believe. We are a minority. Did it deter Gideon's soldiers? Yeah, probably a bit. However, at the end of the day, those minority soldiers did not actually have to fight. They just had to show up and say that God sent them. They just had to trust. And that is all we have to do. Now, I realise that that is a big all. It's fine for me to stand up here and say, we all just need to trust God. And I know there will be times ahead when I won't. When I want to do things in my strength and not his. When I don't listen to that inner voice telling me to do the right thing. Goodness knows I did it for 20 years with my drinking. What I do want you to believe, however, is that the platitudes that are given to you, the verses of encouragement and love given to us in the Bible, are true. Remember my school children? They wanted someone to help them, someone to do it for them, to make it easier. And this is what God wants from us. He wants us to be strong in the assurance that he is fighting for us. We can be restful, knowing that he has control. Will you let him take control of your life? Will you trust? Love is patient. Love is kind. But I need to know this in my mind. God is with you wherever you go. I need to believe this. I need to know. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed. I am a child of God. In his image I'm made. Why then do I choose to rely on myself? To ignore my father in my mind and my health? What am I scared of? Why am I afraid? Do I not believe I was wonderfully made? I hide in my own skin behind my dark glasses. I ignore God's word and I follow the masses. I need to let go. I need to listen to that small, quiet voice that I have been missing. To that hole in my heart that cannot be filled, except for the realization for me, he was killed. He went to the cross so that I might begin to make sure I rest and hand over to him. So from today, Lord, I'll try to trust in you more. Whatever I go through or have to endure, it is what you want from me after all. I'll sit quietly and listen and wait for your call. I love you, Lord Jesus. I'll always love you. Help me to remember that your words are all true.